the Ramban, and we'll continue, I think, to note some of the key points. I don't think we'll read through it the inside. So the question is, do we save Hanan by Shaar Yisurin? So the Ramban first says that when you look at the Talmud Bavli, there's no raya to say Hanan, there's no reason to say Efshe L'Sochto Aser B'Shaar Yisurin, and in fact, that's why the Gemara on Daf Kuf doesn't mention Efshe L'Sochto, it only mentions it in the context of Basar B'Chalav. And even though we do say Hanan on Daf Kuf, which is Shaar Yisurin, that's by Min B'Mino. But by Min B'She'eno Mino, it doesn't make any sense to say Hanan, except in the context of Basar B'Chalav. And the reason for that is because since it's Min B'She'eno Mino, so the Heter was Mevatel, the Taima Umamasho of the Isser, so the Tavshel should be Mutter. And mechatesi, it's going to be aser. There's no time shal aser. There's no mamasho shal aser. So bishlama for basar b'chalav it's shai chanan by min b'she'eno mino because the heter is nefach l'aser. Shneim heter after all. But when it comes to shaar yisurin, it would seem that there's no reason to say efshe l'sochto aser or real chanan. It's only plausible within the possibility of min b'mino aser. And that's why it's only stated in Daf Kuf. Now, if that's true, so then the whole machlokas about Efshe L'Sochto or Mutter is said only by Basar B'Chalav and not by Shaar Yisurin. That's what he points out, right? We only find this machlokas once in Shas, and that's with respect to Basar B'Chalav. So he says that if so, the pshat is that the dion is not about whether or not we should be matir the iser. Rather, ella kelomar afilu efshel l'chal esochto v'sachatita oso legamre basar shebo kvar nasa iser v'have le basar aser v'oser b'mino b'mashu v'chein achalav v'im tomar efshel esochto mutter basar shebo heter hu legabe basar v'chalav legabe chalav. In other words, Efshe L'Sochto Mutter does not mean that the piece that was Bolea, let's say the Chatichas Basar, that was Bolea Chalav, now goes back to being Mutter. Efshe L'Sochto Aser means if theoretically that would be Mutter, practically this piece will never again become Mutter. But the Nafka Mina is, will the Chalav Shabo be Min B'Mino Lagabe other Chalav? And will the Basar Shabo, or the Tam Basar Sheniflami Menu, be Min B'Mino Lagabe other Basar? So, and that's what it means, Efshar L'Sochto. If it was Efshar L'Sochto, would it be Mutter? And the lesson is very meduyuk. So what's the pshat? So the Ramban writes, V'atam L'Zeh, meaning to say, what's the basis for the opinion of Efshar L'Sochto Aser? By Basar B'Chalav, the Kevan Shanu Rowan Shatora Asra Basar B'Chalav, Mi Kevan Shenis Basla Zemze, Nasu Shneim Isser, Sharehu Lokal Chatzizayis Basar V'Chatzizayis Chalav, Sheheter Nas Isser, Hilkach, Afal Pisha Rabba Leim Basar Ad Shebitel Tama Chalav Lagamre, V'Chule Asr Liolam, Shere Nasu Isser, Umipneze, Oseres Achaticha B'Min Abasar B'Mashehu, etc., etc. But Shaar Kol Yisurin, it wouldn't make sense to say that. Good. So now, it seems like he's saying that if you hold Efshe L'Sochto Aser by Basar B'Chalav, then we see Basar B'Chalav as an Iser Machmas Atzmo. In other words, when the Basar gets mixed with the Chalav, we don't see this as an Iser Balua, like Basar that was Bolei Chalav, but rather the Basar turns into Basar Shel Isser, the Chalav turns into Chalav Shel Isser. They have been permanently transformed into Isser. Legabe other Chalav, this would be Min B'Mino, less or B'Mashu, if you hold the Rebbe Yehuda, etc., etc. And that's the point. And that's why if you hold Efshe L'Sochto Aser, like we said, the Ramban holds that even without, like Rashi, even if without Nir V'Kisui, it would Aser the rest of the pot, right? Because of what it was Maflet. Fine. Now, then the Rashba continues. sorry, the Ramban continues, and, well, I guess just note, but maybe we'll return to this later, but there is also a possibility of looking at Basar B'Chalav differently, of looking at it as more like an Isser Balua, which means it's only as long as they are together that they have a Shem Isser. Of course, everybody agrees that your loka, when you eat a kezayas, a Basar B'Chalav, even though it's only Chatzi Zayas Basar and Chatzi Chav, but that's not a true transformation, such that if they would be separated, it wouldn't be Aser. And therefore, the Nafkamina is you wouldn't say Min Bimino, etc. Good. So then the Rashba continues, the Ramban continues, and he says, but we can't say that. Why? There's a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi has a Machlokas Tanayim about Grisinch and Isbashlu Ba'adashim of Truma. And according to Rebbe, we say Hanan. In other words, you need Shishim to be Mevatel, the Isser plus the Heter. So you see that we do say Hanan by Shari Surin. So now we have to, at least according to some Tanakh, right? So we have to reform what we were assuming until now. But the problem is that, so then he says, well, once you learn that way, you could also learn like Rashi by Efshar L'Sochto. The question is, does the piece itself become Mutter again or Aser again? In other words, L'man Damer Efshar L'Sochto Aser, by Shari Surin, it remains Aser Liola. L'man Damer Efshar L'Sochto Mutter, it becomes Mutter. Because now we see this idea of Chanan, Efshar L'Sochto, and the like, applies even to Shari Surin. It's not limited to Bas B'Chalav. Good. But then, he has a problem, because, yeah, the Yerushalmi says in Arla that we don't say Chanan by Shari Surin, but what about the Mishnah in Temura? The Mishnah in Temura indicates that we don't say Chanan by Shari Surin, right? Because it says, Eina meduma chozer medameya, alafi cheshbon shabo, vein amachumat chozer mechameitz, alafi cheshbon shabo, vein maim shuven poslin asamikva, alafi cheshbon. We have three places where the Ramban says we clearly don't say Chanan. So what's going on? When do we say Chanan, and when don't we say Chanan? So then he considers two possible mahalchim. The first is that we do say Chanan by Shari Surin, but we'll be docha the Mishnah and Temura. How so? Well, because Midameya and Mechameitz is Yavesh, and we don't say Chanan, only by Lach or Balua. And don't ask me a kasha from Maim Shuvim, because Maim Shuvim is Dirabanan. Now you see a number of very interesting issues here. Number of fascinating points. And what we'll, which is, first of all, if you noted, Tosfos also brought this Raya, and he said, oh, Yavish B'Yavish, no problem, right? And he didn't mention anything about Maim Shuvim. And the reason is because Maim Shuvim has nothing to do with Chanan or Tam Kicker or the like. Whereas Ramban thinks that you have a kasha from Maim Shuvim that needs to be answered. And he answers it. He says, oh, well, really you should say Chanan, it seems like, right? Lu Yitzuyer Maim Shuvim was a psul de Oiraisa, then of course you would say Chanan. And in fact, later on in the piece, he's going to show that the Mishnah Nukbaus actually holds that according to half the Tanaim. And he sees that as a din of Chanan, remarkably, right? But at this stage, he's just saying, yeah, Lu Yitzuyer, if you were to hold Maim Shuvim was de Oraisa, then you would stay Chanan. But, okay, you know, we could be Mekel. A lot of million and one kulas about Maim Shuvim anyway. So clearly, then, Ramban understands that Chanan is not related to Tam Kicker. And we're going to see, it goes even further later on, when he says that maybe according to a bunch of Tanaim, you hold of Chanan by Yavish B'Yavish, which seems even more inconceivable. We'll have to explain what Chanan means according to Ramban. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that Chanan is a function of Tam Kicker. We'll elaborate upon this shortly when we get to Tosfos, but he sees Chanan as a function of Tam Kicker. Now that might be because of his perception of Tam Kicker, right? If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam for Tam Kicker, then Chanan could just be an extension of Nefach, whereas if you, and you could also imagine it being Deraisis, Tosfos in fact considers, at least Tosfos, one of the Tosfos. Whereas for the Ramban, whatever Chanan is, we'll have to define it, but it's a halach and bittel. And therefore, it will equally apply to mikvos. Oh. So, then he considers the possibility, maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. In other words, a different approach. After all, how did I know that Chanan at all exists by Shari Surim? Right? So he's not really, he didn't think there's any raya from Daf Kuf, because like we said, that's Min Bimino. So what is the Makor? There's only one Makor, right? That Yerushalmi and Arla. Okay, but there it's Machlokas Tanaim. So maybe it is a Machlokas Tanaim. But then he doesn't like that pshat, that it's a Machlokas Tanaim. He asks six questions on that pshat, though in the end he might bring it back. But for now, he asks six questions on that pshat, that it's Machlokas Tanaim. And he goes back to what he said, Lufi Mashikrashi Lamala, Bechiluk Ben Mizbashlim, Famis Arvim, Mekabel Yosem and Akol. That's the best answer, Sharei Shmur Salalub Tumur Vodazara. Achas ve'achas eina lemeida bechaverta. Fine, right? Oh, I guess I didn't really mention. How does he deal with the sugyan of Avodah Zarah? Because the sugyan of Avodah Zarah, and this is very complicated, because not everybody learns every stage in the sugyan of Avodah Zarah the same. So it's brought as a raya in both directions: raya that you say chanan, raya that you don't say chanan. But the sugyan of Avodah Zarah, so you could be mukim. He says, first maybe we'll be mukim that there's no moment for Chanan to be chal because it's naflu bevas achas, right? Or me'ara ve'eno mafsik. Chanan only kicks in when it reaches some point of equilibrium. We don't say Chanan, even if at one stage there isn't a shir levat lo, if you're not mafsik as you pour, so then that will prevent you from saying Chanan. And, oh. But he doesn't like that because of, in the end, he has rayas from the Gemara. Well, we'll skip what the rayas are, but the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, he doesn't think makes sense to give that answer. And therefore, within this first school of thought, that we accept Chanan by Shari Surim, but sometimes he likes the pshat of the Ravid. What's the pshat of the Ravid? That we say Chanan by Iser Balua, like Bishol, but not by Isurim HaNivlalim, and certainly not Yavesh B'Yavesh, and not even Lach B'Lach, in which case you don't have to come on to the heter of Maim She'uvin being Dirabanan, that's Lach B'Lach. What's the idea? Why would we distinguish between Iser Balua, or Bishol, and things that are nivlalin, like lach belach, or even dough, or things like, you know, mechametz or medameh or the like? What's the difference? Why would we say chanan in that case? So he doesn't explain, but this version presumably does hold that it's a din and tam ke'ikar. That's the Ravid. In other words, if you see, he's basically saying, when you say Tam Ke'ikar, then we say Chanan. So when you have Lach B'Lach, that's not Tam Ke'ikar. That's just the Tarobas. Everything gets mixed in. Whereas when there's Bishol and the Iser is no Saint Tam B'Haheter, it's not just that they get mixed up in the like Nilalin or Lach B'Lach, then we do say it.
It's not
Tam Ke'ikar, but in a different sense. Meaning to say as follows. There, you're right that the reason why the Iser isn't Batel Berov is because the Tam might still be Nirgash. But they're both equal. This is sort of reminiscent back to that first Ramban that we spent a lot of time on, right? Which is that when it's lach belach, or especially we said that in the Chiddush, in the Chiddushei Haran, when it's lach belach, so there's no nesinas tam, right? It's taimo uma masho. There's no effect of the iser on the heter. The reason why you can't eat this is because you're eating taimo uma masho shel iser. Now, it might be true that without the chiddush of tan k'ikar, it would be batel b'rov. However, even with the chiddush of tan k'ikar, there's no chalos iser on the heter. It's simply that I'm eating iser that isn't batel. Masha ein kein, when you have bishul, and you have nesinas tam al yaday bishul, so what happens is that the iser is oser the heter. And that is the basis for saying asher l'sochto, aser.
By
shari
sur. There is,
So there's a very interesting question which we'll get back to later. It's a machlokas achronim. If you have bishul by lach belach, does it have the din of balua or not? Right? This very question. And it might be a machlokas rishonim as well.
For the right, as an achronim for the right as well.
Yeah, well they're talking about it in a slightly different context, but yeah, there's a tshuva of Moshe about it. I don't remember what his lemaisa is. I'll have to remember. We'll get to it. But Rav Moshe, I believe, makes the point that lach belach, it's not that way. One nafkamina would be, because we, in the end of the day, paskin, behefsid meruba, we don't hold the chanan by shari surin by lach belach. And what would be if you have lach belach shen espashlu? But anyway.
And just a little bit mud to figure out what the. I get the chud between nivla and balua, and like when you're doing the shachas, like the particles of the iser, but like the fact that bishul should change anything then is confusing for me.
I mean, nivla is nivla and did bishul.
When you have bishul, when you have balua, so the heter is heter, and the iser is iser, there's no integration.
But we're saying both.
No. That's what I'm saying. When it's lach belach, or nivlal, as opposed to nivla, right? When you have lach belach, there is zero integration. The iser has no effect on the heter. The heter is heter, the iser is iser. Why can't you drink this? Because the iser is in bato. That's it. So why would you say efshel esochto? There was no chalos on the heter. The heter remained heter. They didn't affect each other. Now, it's true, maybe the reason why it's not batel, I agree, is like you said, it's because of tam kicker. With tam kicker, would the tam wasn't near God. Without the chiddush of tam kicker, it would be batel. But even with the chiddush of tam kicker, right, the heter's heter, it's almost like yavish b'yavish. Right, yavish b'yavish, if there's no betel, either because it's min b'mino, libid reb Yehuda, or because it's a chaticha haruya l'skabed l'didan, or there's no shir midrabanan, you need shishim, right? Whatever it is, the hitter iser is iser, the heter is heter. There's no bittel. Bittel is arrested for some reason. Why? Whatever the reason is. Because it's chashuv, because it's min b'mina, whatever it is. But that's it. The iser is iser, the heter is heter. The heter is not affected by the iser. It's just mixed in. And right now, they're inseparable. So when I just have lach belach, that's exactly what it is. There is no halachic effect from the iser onto the heter. They happen to be mixed. I happen not to know how to separate them. They might, you know, but that's it. So why would you say, efshel esochto aser? Efshel esochto aser. As soon as there is a shir bittel, so the heter will remain heter. It's always been heter. The heter never became iser.
Are we saying that in like, for example, Tosfos' version of Efshel Esochto Aser, we wouldn't be able to say this chav because that's gufa.
Well, Efshel Esochto, Yeah, Eshel Sochto Aser, according to Tosfos, is that
we can't take it out. So it's mom's saying it's just in their imbalanced conception here. Like how it's catching up.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, and it's not, I mean, in the end of the day, Ramban is not going to even fully, you know, he's going to be arm twisted out of this pshat also. But that's, so we'll call it the Ravid's pshat, right? So the Ravid holds that the idea of Efshel Asochto is rooted in there being some type of chalos. And that's what Bishel does. That when the heter is Balea the Isser, so now there's a chalos. Whenever it's lach belach or even nivlal, right, like dough, two doughs that got mixed together, kneaded together with no heat, so then there's none of that. And he likes this pshat a lot, and that's why he writes v'chein yavesh b'yavesh, v'chein kol hamis arvin v'niflalim kigon tzor b'isa, hu adin b'hu atam, right? In other words, just to show, right? What I'm saying makes, because of the way I'm explaining it, that's why yavesh b'yavesh and lach b'lach are identical according to this pshat. And therefore, eina meduma v'amechumot v'amayim sh'uvin v'yayin nesach, so the Gemara of Odazar is mamish glad according to this, right? According to the first pshat, he said, there would be chanan b'lach b'lach. And that's why he had to find teshuvin d'rabanan. And he said that doesn't work because of his Havana and the Gemara of Odazar. But now the Havana and the Gemara of Odazar is very simple. Good. So why not stick with this great pshat? The problem is there's a Mishnah in Megvos that there's a machlokes tanayim about chanan, and even though the Mishnah in Temura said that it's mayim she'uvim is not chanan, but in Megvos tak it is a machlokes, and the Rabbanan over there in the Mishnah in Megvos disagree with the Mishnah in Temura, and they hold that we hold of chanan even by lach belach. So now the Ravid's pshat doesn't work anymore, right? Oh.
Well, two things. First of all, he didn't say the Gemara in Mikros doesn't say Mishnah doesn't say Chanan.
Well,
it just says you have to be Vato.
So
Rabbanan, I don't know why.
Good. Let's slow down. So you could have. There are other ways of reading that Mishnah that might say this has nothing to do with Chanan and the like. But the way the Ramban understood that Mishnah, I'm not learning Mikvos now, so I can't appreciate this. I'm going to now say the way Ramban's Havana in that Mishnah, and it would seem that this is the only Havana that he thought was conceivable, because that's why he has to change his pshat in light of this Mishnah. So the Ramban's understanding of that Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah tells you, according to the Rabbanan, let's take the example, right? If you have 39 sa'ah and 3 lugim of she'uvim, and then you split it in two, right? So you're stuck. If you didn't hold of chanan, so then in each of my two piles, so I have less than 3 lugim, right? So I'm great. I just have to add the water enough good mikveh water to be mashlim the 40 sun, I'm set. But the Rabbanan say that's not true. The Rabbanan say that this water has basically been invalidated due to the iser, in this case the she'uvim that got mixed in, and I need to be mevatel the entire thing, which is to add enough water so that if it was replaced, right? Good. So now, that sounds like chanan. Sure does.
You can't say that there's different
than
that.
Adarabba, that she'uvim and we're machmir. So if
yeah,
we're even by chanan, yeah, maybe.
I'm saying it's
okay. That's a possible answer. The Ramban didn't see that as an answer. That's very dochak.
He said Rabbanan
lechumra. Right now you want to say the Rabbanan lechumra. Okay,
no problem saying that.
But and just that the Rabbanan epis shuvim, which has like 300 kulas throughout. We're gonna. Sometimes you see that. So I'm not holding in Mikvos. The Ramban said that, you know, didn't think that was a very good answer. So he said, now we have to rethink things in light of the Mishnah and Mikvos. Because the Rabbanan say, basically, they all turn into Shuvim. And he says, and the Rambam even paskins like the Rabbanan. And he also paskins Chanan. Maybe we'll get back to that. So what do you see? So now we're forced to go back to what we said before, the answer he didn't like, that it's a machlokas tanaim. Because again, what do we have? We have, anyway, the whole source of Chanan by Shari Surin is the Yerushalmi and Arla that has machlokas tanaim. And Tak and Mikvaos, we also have machlokas tanaim, right? The Mishnah in Arla versus the Mishnah in Mikvaos. So we have no choice but to say the only way to be miyashev the Mishnah in Kila, in where is it, in Tmura, is by saying it's a machlokas tanaim. So hashta daslach, he says. So then it's a machlokas shmamina de kula milsa pluktahi bein belach bein biyavesh bein bechaticha. So lach, I understand. That's the Mishnah in Mikvaos. Bein bechaticha, I also understand. That's the Arla, the Mishnah Arla, the Yerushalmi Arla. Bein biyavesh. Do we find anywhere that we hold of Chanan vayavish biyavish? So I don't know. I don't think the Ramban cites any source. But what's interesting is he says, well, once I'm forced to say it by lach belach, so I may as well say it by yavish biyavish. So, in a sense, in other words, the svar we said before is wrong, at least according to those Tanayim. And again, what you see is here, and this is very much not like Tosfos, is that Chanan is a Svarin Bittel. We'll try to explain the Svar. It's a Svarin Bittel. It has nothing to do with Chanan. With Tam Kikr, right? Obviously, there's no Tam Kikr in the Taroves Yavish B'Yavish. The two, each, the Hatter and the Isser, are discrete, isolated, cold, not touching each other. You could have a Taroves Yavish B'Yavish in three different cities, right? One, I have three homes. I bought two pieces of kosher meat and one person of treif meat. And my three homes. My home in the Hamptons, my home in the city, and my home in Yerushalayim. Good? Yeah, of course. And so now I just don't remember which one I bought for my cleaning lady and which ones were for me. Pasha Shad is. I'm trying to save money. That's why I'm buying her treif meat. The kosher meat's so expensive. How do you think I afford my home in the Hamptons? So now, well, we'll get to this a little more later, but I have a taro. I have a tarovis, yavish b'yavish, right? So now, we say chanan, right? They have nothing to do with each other. So again, we'll try to explain it. And then he says, oh, well, once we say this, then you don't have to say like Rashi anymore. Keeps on getting back to that. Okay. So let's just clarify a couple of basic points. So the Ramban writes, initially, So what is the svar for the Ramban? So the way Rabbi explained it, I should let you say it over, was like this. That the chiddush of Chanan is that when something is aser, even if it's only aser machmas e hanhaga, but the psak shel iser remains. It's like a kamdina type of svara, and what's remarkable is it's even true, even though it's only because of a hanhaga. In other words, there's no physical integration here, as Varai applies it even to yavish biyavish. And he applies it to cases that have nothing to do with Tam Kikr.
But you said that the Ramban doesn't hold of Nefach anyway, you're going to have to come up with some sort of scar like that.
Yeah, that might be true, but now I'm saying it times 10. In other words, You might, what I said before, which I still think is true, is what might have led the Ramban anyway to this Mahalich, mm-hmm. is that since it exists at all outside of Basar B'chalav, where you don't have a Netach type Tzvar, so then, and if you learn like Tosfos, you would never even come onto that thinking. But, again, the fact that it applies even within the non-Nepach Svara, within the Ramban, you could still imagine a world of the Ravid, which is somewhere in between. But certainly, in the end of the day, what he accepts is this Tuchidish. Number one is that once it's Chal. And then this additional Chiddush, in other words, when Halacha says this is Aser, it's Aser. And the idea of Hanan is that it remains Aser. And it doesn't change. There's a psak din on this that it's aser, or that it's maim she'uvim, or whatever it is. And that psak din is something that continues. And we have to be misyaches to it as kulo aser, because there's a psak din that it was aser. And since there's a psak din that this was aser, alts, whatever, nevela, or she'uvim, or whatever it is, then that defines it with respect to at least bittel, and the sheer bittel in subsequent encounters with other things. And it's a very very big chiddush, and I think the Ramban agrees it's a very big chiddush. He's tries to get out of it as much as he can. It's only when he has no choice but to accept it, at least according to some Tanayim, that he says this must be the way that they view Hanan. And again, it's a function really of Kamdina, an extremely strong Kamdina. Okay. Now, is Hanan de'oraisa by Shari Surin, assuming you hold that it exists by Shari Surin. So, we began talking about it last time. Again, we noted that within Tosfos or Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Kuf, it does seem like it's de'oraisa. The Ma'arik Shorish Kuf Nun Beis Oz Gimel writes that Rabim Sovrim Dehu de'oraisa. I don't know who those Rabim are. And also, as we saw, others assume it's derabanan, even Tosfos, right? Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis takes for granted that it's derabanan. The Shach, if you're interested in Sifkatan Yud Beis, holds it's derabanan by Shari Surim. Chazal or Gazu Atu Basar V'chalav, we saw that Ran said that. Ran is Daf Mem Dalet Amud Gimel. You know, when you have Ran on both sides, you could use those funny notations. The Agur and others say it's de'oraisa. And the truth is, when you look at, as I mentioned, a number of the Achronim, like the Shach, you sort of get the impression that it's Pashat, it's de'oraisa. There's no Tzad, I mean, Derabanan, there's no Tzad, it's de'oraisa, for obvious reasons. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger sort of is mayor on that Shach. He says, one second, you know, what about Tosfos? Oh. Now, we also noted that if you, let's say, going back to Tosfos on Tzadi Vav, Amud Beis, the idea of Ein HaNesar, that since the Oser can't get here, you don't say Hanan. So, that's very easy to say. It sounds like Tosfos, the basic idea in Tosfos, is that even when we say Hanan, it's not truly Nasa Nevela, right? Which works well if it's a din derabanan. Din derabanan, we could have limits and breaks. If you hold it's a din de'oraisa, it's very hard to imagine that that's the case. Now, it's not entirely true, because we'll see that... What?
Din de'oraisa don't have shura?
No, what I meant to say is that if it's a din de'oraisa, then I would assume that it's going to be more like Basar B'chalav. In other words, if it's nefach l'nevela, so then it should have the capacity to aser something else. And just because the oser can't get there, why shouldn't the Nasar be able to do it? Now, what I'm going to say is I don't think this is true. I'm just saying that's what I've intuitively thought. But the riot's not true is because Tosfos applies this idea even to Basar B'chalav, where Hanan is certainly deoraisa as long as they're together, and yet he basically says, Ein Hanasar, right? So...
it's a Metzias. Tosfos is saying that it's not going to...
But it hasn't been transformed. In other words, again, I would have thought... you guys are ahead of me. So you're saying even my Havamina is a ridiculous... I'm just telling you that... one might have thought that, and I think some will hold of this, but that, and I think this is actually why some, you'll see some poskim will take for granted it's derabanan, which is that either something is nevela or it's not nevela, at least if it's deraisa, right? So chanan mideraisa, like by Basar B'chalav, is the hatter's nefach leser. If you need shishim kenegdo, it's because it's nevela. And if it's nevela, so nevela has the capacity to asser other things, that's tam kicker. What are you going to say? It's deraisa nevela, that, but we don't say tam kicker about it? So, that's wrong. But it's important to note the chiddush there. It's important to note that we could say that. And I think, and we'll hopefully have a chance to expand upon this, but I think that that shows you the remarkable chiddush of Chanan. That Chanan is really partial Chanan by Shari Surin to the extent that it exists. And there are many manifestations of that. One is Ein Hanasar. Two is the opinion of Ri in terms of Min Bimino. Three is the application of Tosfos, the Re on Kuf Chesamid Beis, with respect to the Dam Shebala Melach, right? All those things are all manifestations of the idea. And if you hold Chanan as Derabanan, then that's easier to swallow, but possibly even Deraisa manifestations of this idea that something could be Nasa Nevela somewhat, which again, if it's derabanan, I could hear. If it's deraisa, it's quite remarkable, and it's teaching us something about bittul along the lines of what we considered in the Ramban. Now, I mentioned apparently in the last year, Shmuel told me that that the Ramban is probably derabanan. Shmuel said, when Ramban didn't say any words to Rabbanan. So I think he's right. I don't remember, but I don't think he says any words to Rabbanan. So why did I think it's to Rabbanan? And Levi Omer Li still is to Rabbanan, because that old chiddush that we said before, and the Kum Dina and the like, it's hard for me to imagine that that could exist on a deraisa. That this is a din of a nevela to require shishim kenegdo, or whatever the sheer bittul is going to be, even though it in and of itself is not at all nevela. It's heter gamor. Just because there's a psak din, right, that it's aser to eat this, machma safek, that transforms it to a chaticha de nevela to require shishim or whatever the sheer bittel is kenegdo. So that's too far for me to go. And I think even the further you're going to go in terms of saying this is really not truly nevela, the more likely it is you're going to say it's derabanan, which works nicely in terms of the Tosis and Kuf Ches Amud Beis, by the way. So, now, if you're going to still have to say a svara, and if you really like the svara, then maybe you'll go all the way and say it's deraisa. That's what Shmuel claimed in the Ramban. Shmuel said, look, the Ramban sounds like it's deraisa, because first he says it's only true by Basar B'chalav, in which case it's probably deraisa, and then he takes away from that and takes away from that and takes away from that, but he didn't say anywhere that, well, we switched over to derabanan, so maybe the whole thing is deraisa. It's just very hard for me to imagine, as much as I like the vart that I said in the Ramban, and as much as I like the vart that I said in the Ravid and the like, I still, to say that's true of deraisa is very hard to imagine. Okay.
Is there any source for any chanan deraisa anywhere?
So, only, I think, within Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalich of Tam Ke'ikr, where you could understand Tam Ke'ikr as Chanan. That's really my netiya. My netiya is, it's only, you only see the possibility of, because it doesn't make sense to say you learn it from Basra B'chalav. You can't derive Shneim, because that's Shneim Hatter. So you have no choice but to say it's been transformed as long as it's together. So to extrapolate from one to the other doesn't make any sense, unless you have a Rabbeinu Tam type Mahalech for Tam Kicker.
But then you wouldn't be able to say this by Min Domino.
That's fine. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says. So let's get to that once you're at it. Let's get back to his point, which is, I think, the point that we just said is extraordinarily meduyak. It's mamish l'shitaso. You couldn't say from Min Domino. Meaning to say as follows. Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Gemara in Daf Kof says, Chanan, by Shari Surin, Givaldek. Oh. But the problem is, it says, Kevan Shekibel Tam. So why do you need Kabbalah's Tam? Even if you don't say Kabbalah's Tam, the first piece becomes Aser, and if you hold of Chanan, you should hold of Chanan. So, the easiest way to solve that problem is to deny the Diak and learn like the Ramban. Great. But Tosfos doesn't want to say that. So why do you need Kabbalah's Tam? So let's talk about what is the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam and what's the Svara of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So we'll start with Rabbeinu Tam. He came first in Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Tam says, basically, we don't say to trei mashuhuyin lo amina. That's the way it became known. It's not Rabbeinu Tam's lashon. Trei mashuhuyin lo amina. Okay, why not? In other words, if something's a nisar mashu, then why not trei mashuhuyin? So there's two ways to understand it. One way, and this is the way some Achronim say it. In fact, this is the way the Rashba says it when he quotes this idea, is that Chanan by Shari Surin is a Chumra Midrabanan. So they weren't misakin a Chumra al Gabe Chumra. The Chumra de Rabanan, even if you say Min Bimino Lobato is a Chumra de Raisa, but it's a Chumra. And they didn't make the Chumra de Rabanan of Chanan on top of that massive chumra midoraisa of min bimino lo batil. If you want to see the lashon of the Rashba, he says something along those lines. At least in one place. So there are some issues in working out how every single Rashba works together, and we'll talk about some of those issues, I assume, later today, though who knows at this rate. In Torah Sabai Sa'aruch, when quoting the Svara of Trema Shuhuyin Lo Aminan, he used a Lashon like that. Let me see if I could find it here. Shalom Echmi Rubo. That's a Lashon. Shalom Echmi Rubo. No. I mean, all right. I'll try to find where it is. Where is it? Zayin Amud Aleph.
I could be way off.
Okay. Zalafish and Rona. Okay. Who has the Bar Ilan thing? You could find it much faster than me. So many Rashbas, it's hard to remember where everything appears.
Is it in Shalom Chmiru?
Yeah, Lo Chmiru,
Bo
Lomar. It's on
Daf
Yud Ches.
What?
Yud
Ches?
I have
Yud Ches
on
Aleph. Yud Ches? No, I saw it this.
Zion
Amid Beis. Okay.
Don't let the lonely.
No, maybe the lonely. Maim
Shuben and Jephos.
That's Maim Shuben.
No, that's not what I'm referring to. There we go. And I think that's the context that he's talking about. So since there was no Nisin Estam in the first place, right, even though it's Aser, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Min Bimino is Aser, but Loach Mirubu, since there wasn't a Shir Nisin Estam.
Wait, so
that's by Yain Esed and Rebbe Yehuda.
Same thing. Same thing. Yeah. I mean, he's addressing a different question, but it's the same question that Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here. There you go. So if you just had that lashon, and we'll see, there are some who say that. If you just had that, that's one way of understanding this svara. But it's not the svara of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, for sure, among other things, because as we noted, this Tosfos is assuming that Chanan is deraisa, so you wouldn't say lo echmiru bo if it's deraisa. So rather, l'chora, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold over here? That Chanan b'shari surin stems from Tam k'ikar, as we noted, which is a chalos in the heter. Min b'mino not being batel is just afkas bittel, as we said earlier. And as you see in Tosfos, kufam adbeis dibra maschil salik, right? His lashon over there is ein mino nasar elamikoch ha'iser shenasarik bo v'yasher lahavdilo u'v'chol makom sheyesh no heter hu. There's no chiddush of tam k'ikar by min b'mino. Min b'mino being lo bato l'rir b'yehuda. It's simply that the Torah was not machadish bittel in this case because they're similar to each other, dama par, dama sire, whatever it is. But there's no chalos Isser in the Hatter at all. Min b'mino lo batel is simply afgas Isser. So now it makes a lot of sense why we don't say Chanan. Because Chanan is only when there's Nesinas Tam, and again, especially within this world of Rabbeinu Tam, which is who we're talking about. We're now in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Kicker creates Nafach. Now, you don't automatically perhaps have to say Chanan, but certainly if you were to say Chanan, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Pshat is because the Hatter was Nefach L'Isser, because there was a Chalos. So it's only going to be when there's Tam Kicker. So now it makes a lot of sense. It's not like some Trei Mashuyin Lo Amrinan, the Etzem type of art. It's not Lo Hechmiru Bo. It's very simple. When did they say Chanan? B'makom Tam Kicker, where the Torah is telling us that the Isser creates a Chalos on the Heter. Ad kedei kach, you get Malkos. Masha ein kein, alibad Rebbe Yehuda, for min b'mino, certainly not true. Right? Rabbeinu Tam would never say, according to Rebbe Yehuda, you get Malkos. Even if you had a kezias of Isser that got mixed in with 100 other kezasim of Heter, min b'mino, and you ate a kezias total, you wouldn't get Malkos. There's no chalos on the Heter, just kospital. So now, you're right. But the point is that when we were Rabbi Yehuda is no worse than the Rabbanan. Now, there was mid Rabbanan. Whenever there's a Nesinas Tam by Min B'mino, we say, treat it as though it's Min B'she'enu Mino. And therefore, you'd have to say Chanan. Now, it's interesting then. It would turn out in this particular case, I think it would be the Rabbanan. You're saying there's no makom for it to say Rabbi Yehuda made such a gzera because he holds his asam deraisa, right?
Yeah,
it's not. You don't need to make gzeras on top of isur deraisas. So, inachinami. I don't think. Think about this.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
As soon as we get to Rashi or the Ramah, that question is not per se, meaning the whole point for them is that it's not necessarily in the Nesinas Tam in the literal sense that the Shir Shishin can influence the Dabra Heter even if it isn't Nesinas Tam. That's the whole point of Shir Shishin.
Yeah, but
right,
that's,
no, that's
yeah,
point. No, no,
within Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
We have to think about that. If I'm right, what I'm suggesting, and maybe it's very dochak, is that whenever they were as Nesinas Tam, they were machmir to say Hanan. In other words, I'll say it a little differently. I'll tell you why I don't think it's that bad, though I acknowledge the difficulty, which is that Nesinas Tam, B'min B'mino, on a deraisa level, is absolutely meaningless, right? Absolutely meaningless. Either there's bitol berof, midoraisa, or there's no bitol at all, or the like. So it's a borrowed term. Yeah, so I don't understand why that would, I don't understand how that would be. In other words, it's Nesinas Tam isn't even Nesinas Tam, because it's no Tam, because they're the same Tam, because it's Min Bimino, right? So when we say Nesinas Tam for Min Bimino, it's a borrowed structure from Min B'Sheino Mino. And therefore, they weren't, you know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they weren't Mako to prevent Hanan from Min Bimino, just like Lididan, where Machmir to require Shishim from Min Bimino. The same exact thing. It is a Takana de Rabbanan. It's a Takana de Rabbanan of Hanan. For Rabbi Yehuda, for us, we said Min Bimino, you know, you need Shishim, Atu Min B'Sheino Mino. And for Rabbi Yehuda, by Min Bimino, you say Hanan, Atu Min B'Sheino Mino. It's the same exact Zera, but in reverse, actually, ironically, right? And that's fine, because anyway, you're right, it does seem a little dochak, but it's not that dochak, because anyway, when the Gemara talks about Nesinas Tam and Min Bimino, it doesn't mean Nesinas Tam, because there's no such thing in reality as Nesinas Tam. It means sheer Nesinas Tam. It means we're borrowing the structure of Min B'She'eno Mino. Buster Shema. No, there's no such thing as Nesinas Tam. It's not... He is going to agree to Tamke. If you're going to say like that, then I'll say like the Shach. Good, there's Nesinas Tam. And then that's why there's Tam Kicker. If you want to say...
That'd be Deraisa then.
If that is Deraisa, good. So there's Hanan, Deraisa, because the Tam is Nirgash. If you want to say like that, then I'm even better. I don't even think you need to say that.
Then you don't need Hanan at all, and Tam Kicker gets you there.
No, but once there is Tam Kicker, then there's Hanan de Raisa. That's the whole point of Rabbeinu Tam, because then there's a Chalos Isser on the Heter. If there's Tam is Nirgash, the Shach. That's what Yoni's saying. So I don't think you have to come on to that, because I don't think Mech Tesi were talking about two things that are Shave B'Shema, but Chaluk and B'Tam. But if you wanted to say that, that makes it even easier to swallow. The point that I'm saying, you don't have to say as fancy as Yoni. It's very simple. That, again, when the Gemara refers to Nesinas Tam in this context of Min Bimino, the terms tell me that we're borrowing the structure of Min B'Sheino Mino, because there's no such thing as Nesinas Tam for Min Bimino, Tam An Shaveh. We're talking about Shishim. We're borrowing the structure. Why would we borrow the structure, right? The answer is that both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan, because of Gzeira, we borrow the structure of Min B'She'eno Mino and apply it to Min B'Mino. Gzeira atu Min B'She'eno Mino. For the Rabbanan, that means we require Shishim for Min B'Mino. And for Rabbi Yehuda, it would mean we apply Hanan to Min B'Mino if there's Kedei Nesinas Tam. In other words, if you would say Hanan for Min B'She'eno Mino, so then we say Hanan for Min B'Mino. So that being the case, so that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Rabbeinu Tam, it seems very simple. It says simply that that we don't say Hanan when there's no Nesinas Tam, and it's just an Isser Mashu of Min B'Mino. Okay. And now, we could also very much understand the Ramban being Lashitaso, because the Ramban could not, Ramban, if you remember, was very dismissive of this possibility of Tosfos on the Gemara and Daf Kuf. So, you could just say that's because he thought it was Dochak. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not at all Dochak. It's Meduyak Ad L'Ma'od. But Lashitaso, he rejected it, because there is no, the way he understood Hanan, right? Or the way he understood Tam Kicker, none of this made any sense. And that's why he rejects Rabbeinu Tam. Whereas, if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat Negemar is very, very Meduyak. So Ramban and Tosfos may very well be Lishitaso. In other words, the Ramban and Lashitas and Rabbeinu Tam in their beer and the Gemara of Daf Kuf really comes down to their beer in how Tam Ke'ikar works, whether or not, or the extent to which there's a chalos iser on the heter when we apply the principle of Tam Ke'ikar. And again, like you pointed out before, therefore Ramban, who doesn't see that chalos in Tam Ke'ikar, doesn't in the end associate Hanan with Tam Ke'ikar at all. And Rabbeinu Tam, who does see this chalos in the heter in Tam Ke'ikar, is the one who considers taking Hanan on a deraisa level as far as it could possibly go. Okay. Once we're at it, is there any other? We have three now, two explanations so far of Rabbeinu Tam. One is the Rashba's explanation of Lo Hechmiru. Second is my explanation, which again, I think it has to be the Pshat and Tosfos. The Kresi Uplesi has another explanation in Rabbeinu Tam, and it's also in Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the Simen Kovav in mine at Sifkat and Gibel, but there's the gigantic Rabbi Akiva Eger and Simen Kovav. And it's based off of the idea of an Isser Mashehu not being Yotze. And he shows that's the view of the Taz and the like. We'll show why there's an objection to this, but if really that's the pshat, then there should be no difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, because the mashu doesn't leave, whether it's min b'mino or whether it's min b'she'eno mino. So I didn't understand how that works in Tosfos.
Why? Where are you talking about min
b'she'eno
mino?
The formulation of Tosfos is... V'omer Rabbeinu Tam dinehidi gufa mitzura b'chol shu mikol makom lo aminan shtas nevei l'asar kol achiros kevan shi'atma lo nesra al yidei kol shu. No, I guess you're right. In Rabbeinu Tam you could say that. My objection is in Rabbeinu Ephraim. Yeah. So we'll get there. Okay, so let's talk about Rabbeinu Ephraim. So that's third option in Rabbeinu Tam. Good, so we have three options how to explain this idea of Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbi said that the first option is not going to work in Rabbeinu
Tam. Well, the first option won't work in Tosis' version of Rabbeinu Tam, at the very least. The way Tosis presents it. That it's a deraisa.
Where does it come up?
Well, the way the Rashba is presenting it within that school of thought is...
He doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam.
No, but still that, you know, okay. Might be other versions of Rabbeinu Tam. But anyway, whatever it is, the idea of Trei Mashuhi and Lo Aminan, that idea.
I've never seen that concept.
So oh, that's
what's Rabbi mean?
That something that become Aser Al Tamashahu, so we don't say it's an Iser Mashahu to Aser other things.
The Torah Zabai says many places that's because of Metzias and it's not going to leave.
Okay, that's my point. That's a different point. So he says within Rabbeinu Ephraim. But it still doesn't help for Rabbeinu Tam. You have to say something else for Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way...
That there is such a thing as
no, that. That's what he says over here when he says Lo Yechmiru, and he's talking about the case, meaning to say, within... Let's take one step back. Within Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, so it's not enough to say that what is absorbed doesn't leave, because if you really held of Hanan... by Shari Surin, so it became Aser, and it Asers everything else, even if it never leaves.
That's the Ra'az clash, but the Rashba doesn't accept such a clash.
No, because the Rashba is explaining Rabbeinu Ephraim. Let's go back. Let's take one step back and we'll try to answer your question.
Sure,
I was going to be over on a different point, but maybe the same thing. Doesn't the Rashba think that Rabbeinu Ephraim also holds the Rabbeinu Tam? At least.
I didn't think so. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Ephraim. We'll stop step one. Maybe I'm confused. Okay. Now that was. I'm for sure confused. Ad Khan Rabbeinu Tam. Good. Now let's turn to Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosos. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Gevaldik, from here we have a raya to my principle that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. Now the problem is, okay, so we don't say Chanan by Shar Isurim. But how does that explain this? Maybe the Isur Mashahu that was absorbed into the first Chaticha left and asered the rest. In other words, just because we don't say Chanan, that doesn't help. So the easiest way to explain this is to present this idea like the Rashban Tarsabai says it, which is the way that Shmuel just mentioned. This is the way that Taz seems to assume that an Isser Mashahu doesn't leave. Something when something is bolei enough to be no Saint Tam, so then it will also be maflit if there's rotiv at the very least. Whereas if it only absorbed a tiny amount, a mashahu, anything less than the sinas tam, even if there is rotef, it won't be maflit that which it absorbed. So therefore, if you don't hold of chanan, kishmak, right? Now the problem is, this is what, like you just said, the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba, that once you say that's true, so then how do you even have a ra'ah? How did Rabbeinu Ephraim think he has a ra'ah from here that you don't say chanan? Even if you do say chanan, this would be true, right? Okay, we'll get back to that point. One answer might be that's not what the Rashba really meant, because when you go to Nishar Shabbos, he actually doesn't sound that way when he responds to the Ra's point. He seems to assume that it is maflit, whatever it absorbed. And that's why he thinks it's a Raya. But then we have to understand what is Rabbeinu Ephraim saying, right? And certainly that's true within Tosfos. Meaning to say, within Tosfos and the Rush, it's even more explicit in the Rush. But within Tosfos, when you read Rabbeinu Ephraim, he doesn't seem to be saying that the reason why you need Nesinas Tam is because otherwise the Isser didn't leave, because then he doesn't have to say so much. He could just say that an Isser Mashu that's absorbed doesn't leave. What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say in Tosfos? Let's read what he says, right? Hilkach l'rav de'amar hacha min b'mina lo batil k'shechatichas heter kibla tamin anevela. Chashiva iser kilu hu be'en, thoseres kol hachatichos b'mashu. Aval, kilo nasna nevela tamba, lo haiso seres hachatichos mipnei shemina. Sharei, ein tzach levatel ela iser levat. V'kevan shelo nasna tamba chaticha, havei iser kemanda leisa, de lo havei kilu be'en. V'lo aser, ela hachaticha rishona. Shein heter nasa iser, he's saying that when it's kibel tam, so then it's be'en, and then it has the ability to asher the rest. But when it's low kibel tam, so it's not be'en, so then it doesn't have the ability to asher the rest. It doesn't sound like he's saying this mitzias, that it just doesn't leave, right? And this is even more clear in both the Rush and the Tosus HaRush. They both say that when it's eno, when it's only a mashahu, Ein tzarch levata lala ha'isr levad, v'kevan de lo nasan tam b'chaticha, hareyu keman de leisa, which is the same idea of tosfos l'chore, ein bo mamish, v'lo chashiv min b'mino. Therefore, it's batal, because it's not min b'mino. In other words, Rabbeinu Ephraim, in Tosos and Arash, says, we only say min b'mino lo batal when the mamasho is kayim. But when there's kedei nesinas tam, so the mamasho is kayim, we apply the principle of min b'mino. When the mamasho isn't kayim, right? So then, even though the first piece is aser, machmas iser mashu, it is no capacity to aser the rest because the mamasho isn't kayim. And the only time Rabbi Yehuda said his chiddush that min b'mino is an iser mashu to aser everything else is when mamasho is kayim. That's what Taisha says, that's what the Rosh says.
And based on Rabbi's thought from before, that has to be the derabbanan concept.
I didn't say anything. Now I'm going to talk about this now for scratch. Good. Now let's try to explain. What do they mean? So, what does this mean? I don't know what this means at all. Why should it be true? Or, if you want to say it that you're saying, according to the way I said before, it doesn't make any sense. Good. So that's why I didn't understand it either. So, l'shitasi. So, l'chora, there's a couple of ways you could say it. If you want to be technical, you could say that the makor of min b'mino lo batil is dam hapar and dam hasayir, and that's mamasho kayim. So anytime the mamasho is kayim, we apply the chiddush of min b'mino lo batil, and if it's only a mashu, the mamasho isn't kayim, so then we don't apply the principle of min b'mino lo batil. I think that's a fine answer.
It's not an avon, right?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's right. It's Lomotino.
Givaldic. Okay, so that's one way to explain Tosfos. If you look at the Lashon of the Rosh and the Tosa Rosh, it sounds to me like they're getting at something different. Rabbi told me the footnote in the Tosa Rosh says Tosos and the Rosh are different, so I guess they're learning, they'll learn Tosos like the Ravan, and the Tosa Rosh is saying something different. I wasn't sure, but at least the Rosh and the Tosa Rosh say something a little different, very tief, right? What do they say? They say that if it's only a mashu, it's not min bimino. If it's time o mamasho, then it is min bimino. So what are they getting at? I think what sounds like they're saying, to be a little philosophical, it's almost Friday, so we have a license. So every iser, as a mashal, right, has a chomer and a tzura. It has a form and a substance. And if it's only an iser mashahu, so that's what Tosa says, it's nisbata la chomer, right? Mamasho isn't kind. The chomer is gone. So there's no more substance. It's just form. And that's not min bimino. Min bimino lo batil is when it's chomer vitzura. Or if you want to say it even more fancy, you'll say that what prevents bittel and min bimino is the lack of contrast, that they have the same substance. Right? The forms are actually different. One is iser, one is heter, but they have the same substance. But there's no substance left, right? Like Tosva says, there's no mamasho kayim, right? And therefore, ein mamasho kayim, v'lo chashiv min bimino. There's no min bimino anymore. The chiddush min bimino is only when they're shavin. They're shavin in form, they're shavin in once there is no substance left. Again, I think that's the Rush is definitely saying that. You don't have to explain it the way I'm saying it. But the Rush is saying that it's not min bimino anymore. It's like min b'sheinu mino. It's batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the mamashus is batel. But I think that makes a lot of sense. The reason is, once the mamashus is batel, it's not the same thing anymore. So it itself remains aser. It has no ability to aser everything else. It's min bimino.
It seems that the way that the Ra'ah understood the Rajba, based on his questions, is this like the Rush? Where he says, like, I don't understand. Even if you would say Hanan, you could say this. Meaning he's saying, essentially,
well, I thought
it's not that, here anymore. That's
right. I thought it was, it doesn't go into the second Ta'arovetz.
Which he says that,
right?
Similar, I think it's similar that he's understanding, like the Rush, that you're saying it's gone. And if it's not gone, it should just go to something else.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't see the Rajba and the Rush as two different schools of thought. It seems similar to me.
You could say that. I didn't get that impression from what the Rashba said. I got the impression from the Rashba, again, Rashba was saying, within Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's much simpler. Within Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Isser that was absorbed will never leave. Right?
In other words, it's
now,
gone.
No, it's in the first piece.
It
assers the first piece, but it will never leave. So therefore, if you held of Hanan by Shari Surin, it would still have the capacity to asser everything else. But if you don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, so the Isser that was absorbed will never leave, so then the rest of the pieces are mutter.
But he says it doesn't have...
That's what the Rashba said.
It doesn't have koach to aser.
Because it stays. The Lashon of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis sounded like it stays. And also, by the way, I think in Chidushim it's Mefurish that way. The Lashon in the Chidushei HaRashba on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph when explaining Rabbeinu Ephraim is like this. Aval im ein sham kedei nesinas tam ein bo koach lates menachaticha ulespashet demashe eino ela mashehu levad ve'ein bo shir klal heach yetze v'yespashet.
It depends whether you think it's qualifying yetze or lespashet. What can it do? Can it not go out or can it not be lespashet?
Okay, I hear. But he said before, ein bo koach lates menachaticha ulespashet. Well, I guess I see the way you're reading it. The way I read it, and maybe in the end of the day you're right, because he clarifies in Mishmer Sabayis and doesn't sound that way. But so the way I read it, and the Ra'ah read it, is it means it's, otherwise, where I say latzeh, just say lispashe. So you're saying like latzeh lispashe is a phrase.
So we know from the Rashi and Hemshech that there will be no other.
Ah, it's true. I didn't know how to think either. So perhaps you could read the Rashba that way. And as I said, the mile of your reading of the Rashba is that it becomes more consistent. You see, when I read the Rashba, like I read the Rashba, and then I saw the Rashba sort of changing his mind in the Mishmeres Habayis to respond to the Taras Habayis, to the Ra. And what you're saying is, no, he might have meant this all along, he's just clarifying. Because in the Mishmeres Habayis, he is clear that's not what it means, right? His Lashon in the Mishmeres Habayis is, Ein anuron is a chaticha kemi shiyesh bo nevela, shiyesh nevela baklal, to oso mashu ron oso lesser achem ki ilu eno. Right? In other words, it's nothing to do with the physical act of non-leaving. So what you're saying, I suppose it's a better reading than my reading, is that's really what he meant in Chidushim and Taras Habayis. And when he said, Eno yotze, Ein bo koach latzeis ulis pashet, what he really meant to say is, when it's yotze, it doesn't have the koach lispashet. Okay. Right. Good. I think it's more midak. But you could also see why the Ra'ah was bothered by the question. Okay. Fine. There's a lot more to say in the Rashba. But
just on we never really got back to explaining why this has not make sense for this, right? Rabbeinu Frank. We explained why a threshold needs to exist, but we didn't explain why this has not should be that threshold. That
well, good. If you learn like who? Like
any of them, any Rosh, the Rashba.
If you learn like the simple reading of the Rashba, my reading of the Rashba, it's Pashat. And if you learn like I have three valid explanations of Rabbeinu Ephraim. I think they're all good. According to Rush's explanation of Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's very simple, right? Why it's Talui and Shir Nesin Astam. Anything you have less than Nesin Astam, the Mamasho is Bato, and therefore it's Min B'Shein Omino.
Why does Nesin Astam give a Tzura?
That's the Matzias. Why is it that if you have more than Shishim, the time is Nirgash? Because if you have more than Shishim, it's a physical point. Obviously, the Mamashas has not been Bato.
So that's Rabbeinu Tam also then, right? Nesinas Tam is a Surah in real life.
No, Rabbeinu Tam is a different part. It's a Chalos. Rabbeinu Tam is that there's a... Tam Kicker creates a Chalos Isser and a Heter.
But so, it could also be a Tzura. It could be both things. There's no raya that once you're telling there's some threshold.
You want to say Rabbeinu, you want to give the explanation I'm giving for Rabbeinu Ephraim, you want to use as another explanation for Rabbeinu Tam?
To get out of the kasha, we always ask.
What kasha?
The kasha that how could Nesin Astam mean anything by Mimdomino, by Rabbeinu Tam? Why would you bring it up? It's Mimdomino.
So I give one answer. You're giving another answer.
I'm
you're
saying
that.
In the Rashba, everyone, it seems clear the way they are Mesachas to Nesin Astam is. Yes, it's true that when it's Min B'Shein Omino, we have this entire terrace of giving Tam, and we have lots of good stuff coming from there. But in some halachos, the Torah or the Chacham, whoever it was, where Oches and Nesinas Tam is a shir, it's a threshold that we could use that's more than a mashir that we know is meaningful.
Right.
Because it gives
good.
Surah.
Good.
And the Mishach is it as the fact that there's Tam or no Tam, because it's Min B'Shein.
Good, but why still don't you say Hanan, since it's Aser?
Oh, with the
Rabbeinu Tam. Right. Hanan, so that's, you still have to say what I said. So once you said what I mean,
I'm fine with saying that.
So then I don't know if you need any more. In other words, within Rabbeinu Tam, I have a mahalich, so I'm happy with that. I don't think you need to come on to that. It might be true, it might not be true. Within Rabbeinu Ephraim, though, you need to say something. So within Rabbeinu Ephraim, what Tosfos says. So there's two mahalchim in Rabbeinu Ephraim. One is perhaps the Rashba's pshat, which is certainly the Taz's pshat, which is that anytime it's in Nisya Mashu, it doesn't leave. That's very easy to explain. The fancier version of Rabbeinu Ephraim would be the Rush's version, which is that anytime it's an Isser Mashu, then there's no Chomer, the Mamashus was Bato. right? And the third explanation is what we said, the Ravan, based off of Dhammapar and Dhammasaya. So I think all three explanations fit Rabbeinu Ephraim beautifully.
And all three explanations seem to say to me that there is Shita and Rishonim, that Rabbeinu Ephraim and all these people, that is seen as Tam as a threshold outside of any longest in Tam.
Well, surely that's true within the... Yes, that's true in all three of them. Though it means something different in all three. That's for sure true. Yes, there's no doubt that Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying that.
Right.
Absolutely. The only question is what's the pshat in it, and there are three different explanations. One is the Ravan, one is the Rush, and one is the Rashba. But all you're absolutely right. The Tzad HaShava Shebishlashtan is that there's something about Shir Nesinas Tam in Min Bimino. And I think that's very mistaber, because the point is that why is it that less in Min B'She'eno Mino, when there's less than Shishim, there is Tam, and there's more than Shishim, there isn't Tam? That is a reflection of some Metzias. So the way, let's say, the Rush is, or Tosfos is saying it, is that that Mamasho could be extant until Shishim.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, I think.
Okay.
The Ra doesn't think that, and
we understand why the Ra doesn't say that.
And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that.
Though. Right. Okay. But within Rabbeinu Ephraim, in other words, the Ra doesn't like this.
Okay.
It's very glad.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just say where we're going to go now. So, I think that you guys should be finishing up Rishonim and move on. So there's a couple of simanim in Shulchan Aruch that we're going to have to do that's relevant for this. The first, I guess, makes sense is Simen Kuf Vav. We may as well do all of Simen Kuf Vav now anyway, because it's pretty short. 75% is relevant to our discussion. 25% brings in a new issue, or even less than that. But once we're doing it, there's no point in doing 75%. You could spend a whole year on the Rishonim on Hanan, but I think it makes sense to move on to the Torah Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch Nose Kalim on Kovav, and then after we do that, I'll tell you where to go. There's some other places. Okay, Shkayach.